Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Nunhei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches Med Aleph, the second last line, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana, Asida Avodah Selilim liyoth bar v'yiteketh b'fnei Avdeha, v'vayishah son v'beteila min ha'olam v'matam yavoshu kol Avdei Pesel. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said, in the future, an idol will spit in the face of its worshippers and will disgrace them for their mistake of worshipping them, and they will then cease to exist, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Tzadi Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, all worshippers of images will be ashamed. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana, Asida Avodah Zor liyoth bar v'kayras lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'teila min ha'olam, v'matam yishtachvu lo kol Elohim. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said, in the future, an idol will come and bow down before Hashem, and will then cease to exist, as the Pasuk says, the aforementioned Pasuk, prostrate yourselves before him. It's written in the past tense to teach that they will first prostrate themselves before they cease to exist. We come to the next Mishnah. Loikrim gas b'uta min anochri afapishahu noito b'yadu v'noisim l'seicha tavuach eino nase yai nesech achi yeirid labo yorad labo mashi babo osa v'ashar muta. The Mishnah says one may buy from an idolater a winepress containing trodden grapes, even though he had handled them and put them into the pile. It does not become yai nesech until it flows down into the vat and was then touched by an idolater. If it flowed there, whatever is in the vat is prohibited and the rest is permitted. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chanan, Ruhushu lai helim yisor efeinov mimenu, avalim helim einov mimenu lai bada. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanan teaches us that as for the permission of the Mishnah to buy a winepress, even if the idolater actually took the grapes and put them in the pile, it's specifically when a Jew watched him until the wine entered the vat. Ad kudoin kishaya noitel yain va'anovim ka'achas v'noitel ha'tafuach, ha'noitel eilu b'fnei arzman v'eilu b'fnei arzman. The question is, the permission was also only said when the idolater took the grapes and was happy to also take the wine around them. So the wine is not a separate entity, but if he specifically takes out the grapes from the wine, does the wine become a separate entity and prohibited as yain nesech or not? Afilu kein muta goimis yotachas eshkoilois mutois shibasideyem asuris. The answer is it's still permitted, even if there are holes for collection of the wine, as long as the wine is still under the grape clusters, but if the holes are at the side of the clusters, then the wine is prohibited. Rabbi Yossi Rabun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hein adzman nasos yain nesech. Yosef Rabun says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, no, even if the wine is under the grape clusters, it's prohibited as yain nesech, because when he takes the clusters and places them in the pile, the wine remains in the holes.